You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk. But it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
All right, what's up, 49ers fans? We are here to do a full 7-round mock draft for the 49ers with trades, and it's going to be fun, and we're going to play with a lot of different variables to see how this could go, what an over-aggressive draft would look like, and we're using the Draft Network Simulator, which they have recently updated, and it's really, really good work. They do a great job. If you haven't been to their site yet, just type in the Draft Network. Again, you can kind of pick how you want this to go. You know, you can set your board if you want to create your own big board and rankings and all those things. If you want to fix it, you can create that. I haven't done my completely yet on their site. Here we go. We're going to do a fast 7-round. You can kind of pick the pace if you want to. And at any point, if you do that, you can just stop it and say, hey, I want to trade up to this point, and you can play around with those numbers. Obviously, the 49ers first pick is at 61. So we're not going to be trading up into the first round, but we are going to kind of see what this draft will look like once we get to that kind of 50 area, because I think that's where things start to get into the realm of possibilities for the 49ers to trade up with. Okay, so here we are. We got a trade offer, and that's what another thing that I really like about this is they'll send us offers. So they want, this is a very complex trade. We would jump all the way up to 48 and get their third round pick 71, but they get our two threes and a four. I think that's just a little too spicy for me. Now, I am curious if we look at who's... never mind, I missed it. We got another trade there. So jump up to 51. It would cost a two and a five. Ooh, that is very reasonable. All right, let's counter offer here. I'm going to hide this, and I want to see who's available. Man, this really, I'm shocked. And the NFL does this at times. And with the Philadelphia Eagles, it makes even more sense because they move around the board as much as anybody. So I was planning on searching for a trade at this point to see who's available. So let's look at this draft and see who's there. A lot of guys are already gone. Christian Watson, you can kind of see, went to the Seahawks at 41. I think that's about where he'll go. You know, I have him as my 34th rated player on my big board. Arnold Ebiketie's gone. Jalen Petrie went early. That's interesting. So David Ojabo's gone. He's one of the guys that I really am hoping David Ojabo falls. He went at the end of the first round. Boye Mafe's gone as well. So let's look before we decide if we want to trade up at some of the players that are available. Man, all the linebackers are there. I don't think that's a big need for the 49ers. Let's see here. I did see Dylan Parham. I don't think that that's a player I want to trade up for. Wide receiver-wise, man, wide receivers went hella early. The next wide receiver I would have on my big board would be Alec Pierce. But again, that's not really a trade-up target. That's somebody that if they fall, then I'd be okay with that. Okay, let's go check out cornerbacks. Roger McCreary, Cam Taylor-Britt, Marcus Jones. There's lots of guys there. What about the edge position? Drake Jackson. Okay. All right, now we're talking a little bit. Drake Jackson, Nick Benito. Those are two guys I'm really, really high on. And, you know, if I jump over just to my big board with where I like these prospects, especially the edge guys, just the way that I rank them, you know, I have Drake Jackson the highest by far out of all of these players out of USC. He is 29 on my big board. So, man, this is a rough one. I'm not quite sure. It is only a fifth round pick, and we would get an elite edge prospect with great bend. I do love Dylan Parham, but again, I don't want to trade up for him. The position, just the draft capital alone that it would cost to jump up and get Drake Jackson, I think I'm going to do it. I think I'm going to do it. So let's go over here. They want our pick 61 and pick 172 for 51. So we're jumping up 10 spots and just costing a fifth. That is, we are paying pennies on the dollar. I'm taking this just because I can guarantee I'm going to get an elite edge guy. Now, I know people are saying, man, didn't we just sign Kamoko Turi? We did. And that was a good signing. It was a very good signing. But at the same time, he's not an elite prospect. And I don't think that that's going to negate the 49ers' second, third round options. What it does do is provide a safety net that if an edge guy doesn't fall, then you don't have to worry about it. But Drake Jackson, one of the best NFL bodies plus bend flexibility athletes that I've graded in a while. Production wasn't there. That's why he's going to fall to the second round. But again, you partner him opposite of Nick Bosa. Good gosh. We might already have one of the deeper edge teams in the NFL. You add Drake Jackson to this. Whew. So that's who I'm taking. 49ers trade up to pick 51, and we get a stud edge player. Now, let's see here. Ooh, let's pause it. Right there. Who did they fell back and took Cam Taylor-Britt, who's one of my favorite players in this draft. He's a nickel slot guy. But again, I wanted the premium position. And if you look at the NFL salary gap now, you could definitely see why it would be advantageous to take slot wide receivers, early quarterbacks early, because they're on those rookie contracts. So just the financial ramifications of this is gigantic. So, man, I'm very happy with that trade up to get Drake Jackson. Now, I know that they had him ranked lower, but for me, that's a no. Okay, here we go. What do they want here? They want our third and fourth to jump up here. Goodness, to pick 68, the Texans. Let's see who's on the board. I didn't really see anybody that I was... Oh, goodness, I did it again. I pushed the wrong button. I apologize on that. I got a counter offer. Otherwise, I'm going to lose it. A 3 and a 5 for 2 threes. I'm going to say no on that one. I'm going to decline that one. Now, is there anybody here? Now we're at pick 76. We're picking pick 93. So if there is somebody there that's a game changer, man, running backs galore. Isaiah Spiller, Breece Hall, both available. I wonder if James Cook's there. James Cook is there. James Cook is my running back one. Again, I don't want to trade up for a running back. I know they did last year in the third round. Didn't work out too well. Wide receiver is something I really, really care about. Khalil Shakir and Alec Pierce and Jalen Tolbert are still there. Those are three guys I'm really, really high on. So I don't want to trade up to that point yet. Let's look at the cornerback position. Marcus Jones is there. Now, again, smaller guy, but I don't think that he's a target I want to trade up for. He has very, very small arms, very, very small body. Great player. Amazing player. But again, I don't think, you know, let me see where I have him on my big board. I just don't see how he is a guy that I would want to trade up for. If that makes sense. Let's see here. Let me just do my real quick search for Marcus. Find the next one. There we go. Yeah, 76. So this is the exact spot on my big board where I have Marcus Jones, but I think he'll wait because a lot of teams need outside corners. 49ers need inside corners. What about interior offensive line? Okay, Cole Strange is there. Juergens is there. Like those guys a lot. Donovan West is there. So I'm just going to stay put right now. There is nobody that I'm like screaming I have to go get. And at a couple of these positions, man, I think we're okay. I'm going to decline this offer. Man, this is cheap though. 3 and 2 6 to jump up. No, I'm going to decline. I want to keep those depth pieces, and I'm going to move. Ugh, this is an even better offer. A 3 and 1 6 to jump up about 15 spots. Okay, now again, where is the value, right? And so right now I'm seeing value. I'm taking this trade. I'm jumping up. I'm excited about this because now I'm going to get one of these elite players that I just have graded very, very highly. Man, again, James Cook, he's my running back one. He would be so fun. Marcus Jones, he would be a plug-and-play starter at the slot position. I think those are great guys. Look at the wide receiver position. Again, Khalil Shakir, Alec Pierce, love these two guys. Make the job easier for Trey Lance. Ugh. This is a rough one. I do want to kind of see safety, what that looks like, just in case. Kirby Joseph's there. That's a lot of fun. JT Woods still there later on. Kirby's a fun player. But, man, we got our edge guy early. I feel like we kind of have to go after somebody to help freaking our quarterback, Trey Lance. We got to. And so Cam Jurgens sitting there is just smiling at me. He is a prototypical center that just fits perfectly. The 49ers loved a redshirt lineman. If an injury happened at any of the interior positions, maybe Aaron Banks doesn't pan out, right? Which is probably a bigger question mark than I'm alluding to. Cam Jurgens, that's where I'm going with this pick. So we traded up, just cost a six rounder. We still got another six rounder to guarantee we get a guy that we like. So you get the edge position. Now you go back and you get a center that will take over for Alex Mack. We haven't heard if he's coming back or not. I love this pick. I'm taking Cam Jurgens to pair with our edge rusher. I'm freaking pumped about this. Now, another thing that I'm very excited about, and you should be too, especially all my San Francisco Giants people. All right, guys, excited to tell you about the Giant Cocktails podcast. It's a weekly podcast where they cover the San Francisco Giants, which, man, we need that now more than ever. And these are two great dudes, Ben and Matthew. They're awesome. And they start every single episode where they make some unique type of cocktail. Then they go on these alcohol-fueled rants about baseball and all these things. So head over there. It's awesome. It's a very fun podcast. Really feels like you're just hanging out with, you know, two really cool guys. And they go through everything. And, you know, one of my favorite things about sports podcasts, maybe I'm not that good at this, is just the comedy and the camaraderie that they bring about this. So get caught up with the Giants while learning how to make great tasting cocktails. And I'm telling you this, it doesn't get better than this. If you haven't checked it out yet, head over there, wherever you get your audio podcast, Giant Cocktails Podcast. Trust me, they're worth the effort. Go check it out. You're going to love it. And let them know the 49ers Rush podcast sent you. All right. So here we are. We've got our edge. We've got our interior offensive lineman center backup. Now, probably here's where my entire everything is going to shift towards wide receivers. Now, this is a very deep wide receiver class, but there are three studs that I really like here. Jalen Tolbert out of South Alabama, Khalil Shakir out of Boise State, and Alec Pierce out of Cincinnati. I have Pierce ranked the highest. What I'm going to do, I'm going to turn the draft on, and I'm going to watch this wide receiver position because I want one of these three guys. And so when two of them are gone, I'm going to trade up, or at least I'm going to try to. So I am watching the wide receiver position and just seeing if any of these guys go off the board. It, as you can see, wide receivers are kind of stalemated now. So many went early. Nobody's taking these guys. So I'm just sitting here chilling. Oh, here we go. I think we just lost one. Khalil Shakir just went off. So now we got Jalen Tolbert and Alec Pierce. We're at pick 99. We're picking 105. This is what NFL teams do. You'll have two to three targets, that you, especially late, where you're like, man, let's just wait. Let's just see if we can get one of these cats to fall to us. And so that's what we're trying to look like. Okay, we got a trade for a seventh round pick. Very, very cheap to jump up five spots. But like I said, there's two guys there. I'm going to decline and just keep watching. Oh, Jalen Tolbert just went. Maybe I should have taken the trade. Uh-oh. These are the choices that we get stuck with. Man, do I want to trade up or do I want to wait four teams pick before me? Ah, it's pick 101. We're pick 105. There's only one guy there. You know, I think I'm going to, you know, we took the gamble. I'm going to see if they'll trade up with us. So what we do is we go here to NFC. We're going to pick the Eagles. They're on the clock now. And I'm going to offer that seventh round pick. Was it next year's seventh rounder that they wanted? Let's see here. Yeah, I think they'll take it. So I'm going to offer next year's seventh to jump up five. It says likely to accept it. Eagles are trying to, again, we already did one trade with the Eagles earlier. They accepted the offer. I think that this is important enough to jump up and get my guy, Alec Pierce. Now, if I look at where I have Alec, and again, I think, let's see here. Yeah, I have him pick 56. He's 56 on my big board. Now, TDN, the Draft Network, they're low on him. But I don't care. I'm happy about this. I jump up. We got Edge in the first round. We traded up again in the second round. And we got our center of the future. We traded up again in our third round to get a wide receiver. He's a big old dude, man, out of Cincinnati. I am excited about this. I feel very, very good. Now, if we do look at what our draft capital is, currently, we've got pick 134, 187, and 221 left because we traded all those extra late picks to jump up. Next year, we still got a lot of picks plus some comp picks coming in. So we could definitely move up. We're at pick 109 now. We're picking 134. So let's stay with this same mode and let's look, okay? Is there somebody right now? Because we could trade up again. Yeah, I told y'all we were going to be a little bit of aggressive in this mock. James Cook is still sitting there. Are you freaking kidding me? James Cook is still sitting there? He is my running back one. Let's get greedy, man. This is why it's fun to do mock drafts. Who's on the clock now? Seattle? I ain't trading with Seattle. Never mind. I'm going to let him go one pick and then pause it. Hopefully they didn't take him. Okay, he's still there. Now the Giants are on the clock. I don't mind doing business. And you can look at the Draft Network's big board. James Cook is sitting at the top of the thing as well. Let's go Giants. Here we go. Let's make a deal, baby. Let's go get a playmaker. We got an edge. We got a corner. We got a wide receiver. And this is a little bit of a luxury pick. And I know some people are like cringing. We're not trading up again for a running back, are we? Well, we're trading up in the fourth round. And I'm okay with this. So, and we're going to be giving up a 2022. And they're not taking that. They're not taking that. A fifth? Ooh. Man, I'm doing it, baby. This is John Chapman. You can send all the hate mail to me. I don't even mind. That's right. I traded up. Are you kidding me, James Cook? Electric, best pass catching back in the draft. Hell to the yes. I'm so excited about this. This is awesome. I think this is just going to be absolutely great. So you got your edge. You got your interior offensive line. You got your wide receiver. Now you got a stud running back that you can, he'd plug and play third downs, and then he would work up. Elijah Mitchell would still be your bell cow guy, but this just allows so much more of the playbook to open up. He is a swing pass phenom, and again, you can line him up in empty sets, and he can run fades, stop and goes, and all those things. You know, I just finished a breakdown over on our Patreon of James Cook, and you'll see it doesn't take long to figure out why I'm so excited. Now, if you are not a person that's part of our Patreon program yet, that's cool. I recommend going and checking out because I just finished the draft companion book that we do every single year. And it just, it goes to every single Patreon member. If you're supporting the show, you get it, no additional cost. All you have to do is head over to our Patreon. So that's going to be available. I turned it into the editor, should be available in about 2 to 3 days. And it just goes to everybody that's on Patreon. So if you haven't done that yet, here's what you should do. Check it out. This kind of explains what it's about. Hey guys, just wanted to take a second and kind of show you what Patreon looks like and what that is. Amazing app, and it's you can use it on your phone or whatever, but it's really whatever you want. Like if you're just one of those hardcore draft Nick people, you can just click on the tab. We have 64 draft breakdown videos up already. And so you can just kind of scroll down and kind of look at the different positions. If you want corners, which I'm going through now, those are there in the specific players that are there. Let's say you want Trey Lance, right? You want to go back through and you want to see what Trey Lance was like in college. I've got a bunch of Trey Lance video breakdowns where I go through just hours and hours. We have over 230 plus videos up currently. And so it's just this really easy way. The 49ers draft class, you want to see guys that we haven't seen this year. You want to go back and you want to watch some Aaron Banks. What was it that they saw in him? We didn't get to see him on the field in the regular season. Aaron Banks, you want Trey Sermon, all of the draft classes there. You want to look at opponents. You want to watch Rams games, right? You just type in Rams and oops, did the wrong one. There we go. Got to clear that off. But like, you can go back and you can watch all these old games that we have, and every single offense and defensive snap from the last two seasons, those are on there. Also, this is the best way to support the podcast. So you want to check that out, head over there. All you got to do is just type in 49ers Patreon in Google. We're the very first one that pulls up, and it's the best way to support us. So go check it out and help this podcast grow. And if you don't like it, as always, you check it out, not your cup of tea, 100% money back, guaranteed, no questions asked. Just say, sorry, didn't use it enough, whatever, money back guaranteed, no issues. So go check it out.
Did you know that you can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks? You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. And here's what's great. You can get action on sports on more than 30 different states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. On top of that, you got playoff basketball actions on the horizon, and this is the best place to take advantage of all of basketball's postseason actions. Some of these player props: Nikolai Jokic for over 10 rebounds, Anthony Davis more than 2 blocks, Lillard, 4 three-pointers made. You get to pick exactly how you want to use your bets. So, download the app today. Use code 49ers49ERS for a deposit match up to $100. Again, that's promo code 49ers for a first deposit match up to $100 over on Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
If you care about security and convenience, you need Eufy Video Lock. Let's just say you're sitting on the couch and you want to lock the door and you don't want to get up. Got you covered. You're wondering who's visited your house while you're away from home? Done. You want video that's stored on your device without a monthly fee? Eufy Video Lock has everything that you need. On top of that, it's easy to install. You don't have to drill anything. All you need is a Phillips screwdriver. That's it. Keyless entry, fingerprint recognition, no battery anxiety, and they have 24/7 customer support on standby for you whenever you need it. So, if you haven't yet, go to Eufy Video Lock. You can Google it. You can check out the videos and all those things. That is EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/video lock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock.
All right. So now the 49ers are back on the clock at pick 187. And man, there's some really good prospects. This is a deep draft, guys. You know, in my draft book, I ranked 200 players, 200 that I wrote, you know, unique player comps and profiles and all that, stats and all that stuff. It's there. And so there's still some studs that are available. So let's go through some positions of need. Offensive tackles, another. Ooh, Kellen Deesh is sitting there out of Arizona State. Like him a lot. Also, Gene DeLance, who the 49ers met with. They had official visit. I think this is a little too early for DeLance, but he's somebody that I do like. But, man, I love me some Kellen Deesh. That's definitely on there. Cornerback, Tariq Castro Fields, Darion Kendrick. You got some blue bloods here that are sitting there that could play, you know, outside corner, a little bit of slot role as well. You look at Tariq. He's 6'1", 197. Darion Kendrick, again, another just 6 foot, 194. They fit the mold of 49ers type players that we usually target after. Okay, here we go. Look at the safety position. Leon O'Neal, another guy that the 49ers have met with twice actually. Better playmaker than athlete, a little bit slow, has some missed tackles, but you know, we're sitting here in round 6. This is where some of these guys are going to go. Let's see here. Wide receiver, just curious who's available. Justin Ross, Tyquan Thornton sitting there too. Man, I might just go all on offense. Let's go back to the big board and just see where the value is. Never taking a punter. Dominique Robinson is sitting there. Holy freaking cow. I like this kid a lot out of Miami of Ohio. Alex Wright, man, there are some stud guys available. Kellen Deesh, you know, what is the situation with Mike McGlinchey? Terrible quad injury. Is he going to be able to play? Kellen Deesh is another guy that we could put behind him. Kellen Barnes, one of the fastest people in the history of the world, ran a 4.23 40. He's there as well. There are a lot of talented guys here that we could take. Tyquan Thornton, again, another stud wide receiver. So, man, if I'm going based off of positions, Kellen Deesh makes the most sense as a tackle prospect that fits exactly what we do from a program we can trust with Herm Edwards. That makes the most sense. If I'm going best player available, then I'm going Dominique Robinson, the edge. We already have 13 defensive linemen. Do we go 14? Oh, man. This is a rough choice. Is there a trade? I didn't get a trade offer, unfortunately. So we can't really trade back. That's what I would try to do here. But why not? Let's go best player available. Why not? Let's double down at the edge position. Let's be spoiled brats about it. Go get Dominique Robinson out of Miami of Ohio. Be happy about it. Kellen Deesh, that one's going to be a rough one because I think he's a potential starter. He went just a couple picks after we took Dominique Robinson, but man, why not? The 49ers double dipped three times last year, right? Two running backs. They got two linemen, offensive linemen. They got two corners. Why not stick with it? So here we go. Pick 221. We are back on the clock. Some of these guys still are Kalen Barnes. You want pure speed? I like that. Tyquan Thornton. Ah, gosh, vertical field stretcher. I love it. Now we've got no corners. We haven't drafted a corner yet. Kalen Barnes would be nice. Ugh. This is hard, man. Safety, Leon O'Neal's there. I don't care. I'm sorry, guys. We already got one tall speedster. I'm doing it again. I'm going Tyquan Thornton. The value is there. Wide receiver, crazy, crazy speed. Him and Alec Pierce, somebody's going to hit. We saw the same thing happen last year where they drafted two running backs. The later running back hit, right? So we'll just have to play that out. Hopefully nobody gets too mad at me for for going that way. So let's check out our results. Here we go. This is what a very aggressive trade-up type mold could bring you. And I feel very good about it. Actually, I like it more than I thought it would. You don't get the depth, and you don't address all the key positions that you would like to whenever you have so many picks like the 49ers did. But you got Drake Jackson at pick 51. That is uber talent and a perfect fit at a position of need in a premium position. I love that. Cam Jurgens. Yeah, we jumped up a little bit, but I wanted to make sure we got the interior offensive lineman. He could play right away if Alex Mack retires, or he could sit and be a backup to the interior guys, or could fight for a position at right guard. Who knows? Alec Pierce, I love him. This was a huge value pick for me. Really, really big on this guy. Just kind of does everything well. And if you've watched any Cincinnati film, man, he just jumps off the tape. James Cook, probably my favorite pick of this whole entire draft. Yeah, we traded up for him, but to get the best running back in this draft, in my opinion, this late at pick 112, I'm totally cool with that. And it's not even like we traded up a lot. Like, we gave up pretty small. Like, they wanted to fall back, and so we paid pennies on the dollar to go get that trade. Dominique Robinson, crazy, crazy value, jumping up there, and then finished the draft off with Tyquan Thornton. So, let me know what you guys think, because this was a little bit of a different draft, right? A lot fewer picks, but I think higher quality picks. We definitely missed out on corner. That is an issue. We missed out on safety. That is an issue. But we definitely got better at edge. Super crazy better at edge. I've seen some mock drafts where Dominique Robinson goes in, you know, the fourth round. Some as high as the back end of the third round. He's a hell of a player. But, man, these are premium. You know, we got six guys that are premium players that I feel all will have a role and play a part in this. So let me know what you think and be honest. You're not going to hurt my feelings. I don't have any. So appreciate it, guys. And as always, stay strong, faithful.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.